In an age where big data and electronic communication have given campaigns more ways than ever to contact and persuade voters, some classic methods persist.
Long and short, Rodman Street. We have a map.
Doris Hohensee is a volunteer for Rand Paul. It's a Saturday morning. Hohensee and fellow Rand Paul supporter Kathy Peterson are going door to door in Nashua. They've got checklists, clipboards, and their walkbooks, itineraries designed by the Paul campaign to target conservative Republicans.
This is useless.
I go out with a real city map.
If I had this beforehand, I would have labeled all these. And so I feel like I'm wasting time.
Despite their occasional exasperation and occupational hazard of door-to-door work, Hohensee and Peterson do reach some of the voters on their list, like Janet Heitmiller.
Okay, so I'll take this, but I'm not supporting him.
I know that. I think you're supporting Carson. Yeah, we talked to your husband. Or your husband liked him. He was so.
I do like Ben Carson, but I frankly, lately, I'm liking Donald more and more.
Ideally, every voter contact, good, bad, or indifferent, is memorialized so the campaign can refine its targeting. Running a tight ship on this front could make a big difference this year. With 13 candidates still in the race and about half of them running hard here, even a slim organizational edge could mean the difference between second and fifth place. On this day in Nashua, Ben Carson and Donald Trump come up often. So does Ted Cruz, which is consistent with the subset of voters Rand Paul is courting, conservative and anti-establishment. Not all Republicans, though, are fishing for voters who fit that profile.
Hi. Hey, how's it going, sir?
Good.
How's it going with you?
Good. I'm with the Jeb Bush campaign.
Okay.
Just wanted to come around and see if you've thought about the race much.
Charles Russell is a Jeb Bush field organizer working the far west side of Manchester. Right now, he's at the door of Roland Bovaer, who plans to vote in the Republican primary but hasn't made up his mind.
Bush, Christie, I don't know, but I'm just hoping somebody knocks Trump off that pedestal he's on. You know?
Once the conversation stops, Russell reaches for his smartphone, an app connected to the campaign's data headquarters in Miami, directed us to Bovaer, and Russell shoots back what he's learned.
That he was undecided, favorable towards Jeb, and to keep him updated with the schedule that we have ahead.
And in this primary, it's not simply the campaigns that are working to target and turn out voters. Grant Schaefer is state director for New Day for America, a political action committee distinct from the John Kasich campaign, yet dedicated to electing the Ohio governor.
You know, there's obviously a lot of digital information that you can purchase now, a lot of consumer data, and there's also a lot of more esoteric things that Apple Card, our data people, have been able to get into. You know, high school yearbooks or, you know, club memberships and just a lot of things that wouldn't traditionally be included in kind of social modeling.
New Day thinks such data will find the best messengers to help them sell Kasich to voters. In its reliance on data mining and computer modeling, this approach is novel, but it's also very old-fashioned. Get someone popular to like your candidate and their support will multiply. Spend any time around the campaign of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and you can see this logic in action.
These folks are going to be helpful. I appreciate their help, appreciate their advice and their counsel and their direction on how to move and where to go.
That was Christie announcing a group of backers who work in New Hampshire law enforcement. Christie spent more time here than any candidate left in the race and has been dogged in personally courting even the most minor of public officials. By the traditional way of thinking, this should pay off come Election Day. But what's traditional might not apply this year. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, for instance, has spent a lot less time in New Hampshire, but is doing just fine, according to the polls. Chris Wolf is one of Rubio's state co-chairmen.
Well, you have people that are running state campaigns, and you have people that are running national campaigns. And those that are running national campaigns, they have to be, let's face it, you have to be in six different states right now. You know, you've got to have the ability to carry it on.
Yet carrying on tends to require a strong result, first or second, in one of the early voting states. Securing that is less of a gamble if your campaign's done the spade work to ID voters so you can herd them to the polls when it's time to vote. But to top backers of the candidate who's led the GOP race here for months, Donald Trump, the herd metaphor is off base. State Representative Al Baldessaro insists the Trump campaign expects a stampede comprised of voters other campaigns will never reach.
Donald Trump is bringing out people that have stopped voting, Republicans that walked away, disgusted at the GOP. More and more people are stepping up to register.
But organizational approaches aside, what happens on primary day also depends a lot on the most important member of any campaign team, the candidate themselves. Here's how Chris Christie put it last month.
In the end, the candidate's got to close the sale with the voters, and that's exactly what I'm going to be trying to do.
He and everyone else running for president. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.